13 repeat offenders.
They need to catch that stuff and get done.
Well, that's kind of where most fanfics are getting rid.
Lieutenant Colonel Rhodes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. First repeat offender will be Mr. William F. Allen, and Officer Morris will present the case.
Mr. William Allen in the room. Mr. Allen? Mr. Allen, before we proceed here, there's an additional charge against you here for taking oysters before sunrise that was not noticed in your letter that you received to appear. That'll be something that the commission would be considering today. The option is yours, whether to continue with this hearing today or to delay it until next month until you receive a letter that compels you to appear here with both of those charges listed. I'm sorry. Please step closer to the microphone. I can't hear you.
On private grounds. I'm not a captain of a boat. I had no right to get no tickets at all.
The question at the moment here is whether or not you wish to proceed today.
I'll just put it off until next month, please.
You'll put it off until next month? That's entirely within your right. Well, then we'll put this off, and we will re-notice you for a revocation hearing next month.
You can actually notify him now. You can serve him a letter, too, but you can go ahead and have him recognized to be here. It's your choice.
Then we will see you here next month at the regularly scheduled commission meeting.
We'll send him a letter in.
Okay. I'm just doing my thing. No, thank you. Which brings us to Mr. Lamont Green. Officer Morris, are you handling this one as well? Okay. Is Mr. Lamont Green in the room?
Officer Cranfield will handle that case.
Okay. Would someone check in the hallway to see if Mr. Green is in the hallway? Good afternoon. Please proceed.
Summary of the charge. Officer Hogg, H-O-G-G-E. Virginia uniform summons.
One second, please, officer. Were you here earlier this morning to be sworn in?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Please proceed.
On November 14, 2013, at approximately 10:45 p.m., while on routine patrol, in uniform and displaying badge of authority, Officer West and I inspected two male individuals that were fishing on Cheatham Annex Pier located in York County. I approached Mr. Green, who was fishing at the time, and asked him that if he caught any fish, and he stated yes. I then asked if I could check his catch. He stated that he was fishing with his friend, Mr. Agnes. All of the fish of both males caught were in one cooler. Upon checking the cooler, there were six striped bass present. Three of the six fish were over the size of 18 inches. However, the other three were under 18. We asked the male subjects if they could tell us which fish each one of them caught. Both of them stated that they caught the fish but did not know which fish they caught. Mr. Agnes took responsibility for the undersized fish. Officer West issued a summons to Mr. Agnes. I issued the summons to Mr. Green for having in possession over the limit striped bass. This case was adjudicated in York County Court on December 16, 2013 at 11 a.m. Judge found Mr. Green guilty and imposed a fine of $50 plus 81 court costs. Recommendation of staff, Lamont A. Green, a recreational harvester, was convicted of possession of striped bass over the recreational limit, which was Chapter 4 VAC 20-252-50. He was convicted of harvesting two over the limit of the allowed striped bass per recreational harvester. This violation took place after the commission adopted the guidelines set forth by the law enforcement subcommittee sanction report adopted August 27th, 2013. According to the new guidelines, the conviction exceeds the position limit by 100% within a 12-month period, results in staff recommendation of 1 year probation. In accordance to the 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Green on probation for a period of 1 year. Any failure on his part to obey any of the laws or regulations related to the Marine Resources of the Commonwealth, the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Green appearing before the commission for the hearing on license revocation.
Thank you very much. That's one idea.
Officer, do you know if Mr. Green had been properly notified to appear here today?
I believe there was a letter that was sent to his residence. He does have a New Jersey address. I do not believe that he was able to sign it. I believe he's in the military. He was on a military base. I do have a letter in my folder.
Do I have concerns?
Notice,
and then we've got Military Act.
Right.
Issues.
So he could be active military today.
Right.
Paul, would you say that on the record?
All right, sure. It's counsel for the commission. I often have that effect on people. Counsel's concern is that, as you know, due process, somebody has to have the notice and the opportunity to be heard when one of their rights is at issue, like a fishing license. And you've done an excellent job. This is no criticism on you. Please don't take it that way. But I have questions and concerns about whether the commission could show that this gentleman was properly notified, Mr. Green was properly notified, because he has a New Jersey address. My understanding, officers, that we didn't get anything signed back from him acknowledging receipt.
No, sir, I do not. I do have a letter in the folder.
That went out, but nothing that came back. Is that correct?
Mr. Kugelman, a certified registered letter was sent, and we did receive a copy back. It was not signed by Mr. Green. It was signed by another individual.
I see. Okay. So you got something back, but it wasn't from Mr. Green.
Yes.
So we have no verification knowing whether Mr. Green actually received that letter.
No, we do not.
Okay. And then we also have concerns about him actually possibly being on active duty in the military as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay. With that, I would request that the commission pass this one by, just because if we suspend his license and we don't know that he was aware to be here, as 232 requires, we might be overstepped in our constitutional limitation here for due process issues.
So should we just not act on this and move on to the next one?
Then I believe that's what we should do. We'll pass on this one. Mr. Erskine?
I was just going to make a motion, if necessary.
Yeah, well, let's make a motion and make it official.
I'd make a motion that we table this Mr. Lamont Green's hearing until he's appropriately notified.
Second.
The motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Plumlee. Next would be Mr. Curtis Heath. Mr. Curtis.
Drummond Low Law present that case.
Okay.
Some security number they can run up the military.
Mr. Curtis Earl Heath in the room. Please come forward, Mr. Heath. Officer, were you sworn in earlier today?
Yes, sir, I was.
That's terrific. Thank you very much.
Do I need to swear in, Mr. Heath? If he wants to testify.
Mr. Heath, swear in here. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Could you state your name for the record?
Officer Drummond. This incident was handled by Officer Dunton, who, of course, is in court today and could not make it. both of these charges were on the same day, the same inspection, and on the same load of clams. The charges were no shade on the clams, which is 4 VAC 20-1230-30, and shellfish not tagged, which is 4 VAC 20-1250-30. These offenses occurred on September 17, 2013, at approximately 12:25 p.m. in the Commonwealth of Virginia in the county of Northampton. During that time, Officer Dunton was doing dockside inspections at the Wise Point boat ramp. This area is at the very southern tip of the eastern shore, overlooking Smith Island and Fisherman's Island. When Mr. Heath, who was operator of the boat, he had two other persons on board, when they came in to land their clams, there were 25 orange baskets, which were the fish baskets of clams, containing clams, on board with no shade on them. It was in the 70s that day and sunny. Officer Dunton asked Mr. Heath why he didn't have shade over his clams. His answer was there was clad over him all day. And there were a few small clads around, but none that would even come close to providing shade over the clams. Officer Dunton then asked if his shellfish tag, Mr. Heath's shellfish tag, and his answer was, I had four pins and none of them work. However, he did have a blank tag with him, shellfish tag. According to Mr. Heath, clams came off a lease on Smith Island. Officer Dunton informed him that no product leaves a lease without a tag year-round, and that all product will be covered in the warm weather months, warm weather regulations, more especially since he was working adjacent to an area that had already produced three sicknesses or illnesses and was at the time of the summonses closed to harvesting at the Fisherman's Island area. Officer Dunton took the load of clams estimated to be around 25,000, going by an estimate of around 1,000 clams each per orange basket, and put them into the water in the Oyster Harbor with assistance of Officer Haney and Officer Charnick. Mr. Heath was very cooperative through the whole process. Now, recommendation of staff, Curtis Earl Heath, commercial harvester, was convicted of a warm weather or warm water violation for no shade on his clams, which is Chapter 4, VAC 20, 1230-30. He was also convicted of being in possession of untagged clams, again, 4, VAC 20, 1250-30. These violations took place after the commission adopted a guideline set forth by Law Enforcement Subcommittee Sanction Commission, adopted the guidelines, after the guidelines set forth by the Law Enforcement Committee's sanction report, which was adopted August 27, 2013. And according to the new guidelines, a conviction of a warm water violation of no shade on shellfish would require one conviction within a 12-month period, resulting in staff recommendation of one-year revocation. In accordance with 28-2-232, Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all of Mr. Heath's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters and revoke all license to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year from the date of the commission meeting. Any questions?
Yes, Officer Grumman, what was the date of conviction?
Yeah, the only, let's see, I can look on and see if the summons is in here. I have the date of the offense, of course, which was the 17th. And for date
in 22.
Okay, yes, October 22nd.
October 22nd, 2013, of Northampton County. Okay, thank you. Any questions, Mr. Plumlee?
Did Mr. Heath lose his license at that time of the conviction, or were they taken from him until the day has he had his license?
That I cannot answer.
Okay, so you've had your licenses until the day.
No, okay. Mr. Heath, would you step forward here by the microphone here? That'd be great. What do you have to say at this point about this conviction and what happened?
Went out there to get the clams and left the cover right in the tag. We left the cover in the truck. The cover was in the truck when we got back, but it was too late then. The clams have been out of the water for maybe 15 to 20 minutes from the boat rock.
You left the cover in the truck?
Yeah.
And the clams had only been unshaded for 15 to 20 minutes. Is that your testimony?
Yes. We had them in a big cage, and we went out there and shoveled them into the baskets and took them to the dock.
Mr. Erskine?
So, Mr. Heath, did you typically shade your clams then?
Yes, we've bought a whole lot of new shades, and we have new shades on every boat and every truck, so it's all covered now.
But were you doing the practice before, and this was one day in particular that you forgot to take the shading with you?
Yes.
Do you understand why the product is required to be shaded?
Because it's a bacteria issue.
Right. So that has serious implications for shellfish industry when there are illnesses, such as Fisherman's Island, which happen to occur with oysters, but still there are illnesses in clams as well.
Yes.
So it's very important that the product's shaded.
I also note that you were charged with not tagging your baskets.
Yes.
Why was that?
I had a blank tag. I couldn't fill it out.
You couldn't fill the tag out?
The pins weren't right. He took the blank tag, though. So.
Well, the matter's before the commission.
I move to revoke for 1 year as recommended.
The motion.
I had a question. If
yep. Please.
Well, I'll wait. I'll wait till there's.
Do we have a second?
No.
Well,
I'll second. I didn't want to hear AJ.
All right. We have a second. A motion and a second to revoke. Take staff recommendation to revoke for 1 year. All right. We have some discussion. Then I got to ask you.
I just had a question of Mr. Heath, with regards to the tag. Have you been tagging? Had you been tagging your product prior to this day?
Yes, yes. I filled the tag out before I go now.
And one other question. Have you kept up to date with your reporting? Reporting your product that's harvested?
Yes, all that's filled out, yep.
Okay.
Oh, I work for a company, my grandmother's company, so they were really her clams. I was just going and harvesting them.
Matters before the commission. Any other discussion? Mr. Thurston?
I guess I had a question. The motion is for staff recommendation revocation of 1 year. It seems to me that you had shading that was available. He unfortunately did not use it this time. You understand the importance of this shading, and it's clearly the tag is an issue as well. I don't know if maybe there's some flexibility you know, for this one-time offense.
Is this your first offense?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess with the seriousness of someone, you know, getting sick and with an industry at stake across the state, and he appears, you know, like a very nice person. It's just that not being lax on these kind of issues, on this particular issue of shading, part of this is making sure others don't get the idea that we're going to not enforce this recommendation. And it is a harsh recommendation. I agree.
I was maybe going to suggest we discuss a six-month revocation versus if we have
I was trying to figure out if he'd already had his license taken to see if I could give him credit for time served, you know, and shorten the period. I'm more than happy to consider six months. If everyone else believes that that will send the message that we need sent, that we take this very seriously.
I wholeheartedly agree that this is a very serious issue. I hope he understands that, you know, we're not going to take this kind of stuff like it jeopardizes the entire shellfish industry.
It does. Consumer health is at risk with it.
Yes. No, I didn't complain at all. He took the clams and I had to go back the same day and get them all.
Hopefully with shading.
Yes. Well, I'll mend my motion. And the second, you need to do it too. Okay.
Amend your motion to
6 months.
6 month license revocation.
All licenses.
All licenses, fishing privileges as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a motion to revoke for 6 months all your commercial licenses and your tidal fishing privileges. Is there a second?
No, a second.
Dr. Neal, second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. The motion is accepted unanimously.
As
of today. Please see Officer Drummond on your way out. Thank you, Mr. Heath.
James Keeling. Mr. James Keeling present?
I believe so, and Officer Morris will handle this case.
Officer Morris, have you been sworn in this morning? That's terrific. Mr. Keeling, are you going to testify? All right. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, sir.
Terrific. State your name for the record, please.
Jim Keeling.
Mr. Keeling, there is an additional charge of taking oysters before sunrise that was not noticed on the letter that you received.
Yeah, go ahead with it. That's like 5 minutes before sunrise.
Okay. The commission will consider that matter, or we can postpone this until we send you a letter that includes both charges. You wish to proceed?
Yes.
Okay, then we will. Officer Morris.
I'm Officer Mike Morris. September 30th, 2013, my partner and I, Officer Corey, and myself were patrolling in the area of Isle of Wight County, known as Burrells Bay. September 30th, 2013, we found Mr. Keeling and another individual on board Mr. Keeling's small boat. They were found working between sunset and sunrise, in other words, before sunrise, and as accounted for by 28.2-530, they also were found with no shading on the vessel, as per regulation 4VAC 20-1230-30C, Charlie. The disposition in Isle of Wight General District Court was taking oysters before sunrise. There was a fine of $25, guilty finding, and a fine of $25. The fine was suspended in Mr. Keeling's point. The cost of court was $84 and a 12-month probation on that violation. On the no shading on the vessel, he was found guilty. The fine was $25 and a cost of $23. The no shading charge is a health issue, as the commission knows, and the violation occurred on private ground of Mr. Jim Keeling. All of the violations occurred in the James River adjacent to Isle of Wight County. The taking of oysters before sunrise was observed by Officer Corey, and the shading offense was observed and issued the summons by myself. On that date, Mr. Keeling made it a point to say that we shouldn't be doing this stuff because they were off of his private ground, and we went ahead and did in accordance with law. The recommendation of staff, James Carney Keeling, commercial harvester, has two convictions on the same date in 1 year for warm water violations for commercially taking oysters without shade, as per the 4VAC 20-1230-30, and for harvesting oysters between sunset and sunrise with a dredge or scrape from Chapter 4, 4VAC 20-720-60. These violations took place after the Commission adopted the guidelines set forth by the Law Enforcement Subcommittee's sanction report adopted August 27th of 2013. According to the new guidelines, the conviction of a warm water violation of no shading on shellfish would require one conviction within 12 months period, resulting in a staff recommendation of 1 year revocation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all of Mr. Keeling's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth tidal waters and revoke all licenses to take or catch finfish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year from the date of the commission meeting.
Thank you, Officer Morris. Mr. Keeling.
This happened on September 30th. The very next day, you can dredge all day long with nothing on your boat. I'm just letting you know that.
on and pole broke the day before, the last day, this is September 30th, 7:30 in the morning. He comes to me, and I didn't have the awning up. I've had the awning up for the last 5 months, and he knows that. I wasn't trying to do anything wrong. I'm 60 years old. I've done this for 40 years. But that's all I've got to say. I really wasn't doing anything.
Mr. Plumlee.
Mr. Keeling, was this this was before sunrise, correct?
A few minutes. It's daylight. It was daylight. I mean, I've been doing it. I've been doing this all my life.
Right, but it was before sunrise.
It was a few minutes.
That's all I wanted to ask you. Thank you.
It was, and but.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Keeling, you for the no shading violation in court, you pleaded not guilty. What was your reasoning for pleading not guilty? Are you saying that you actually had a shading?
No, it was a law that they could write, for the shade. I mean, that must have just come out recently. But I always have shade on my boat. Always. I've been doing this a long time. And
well, the law's been in effect for a number of years.
Skin, huh?
The law's been in effect for shading for a number of years. It's really nothing new, but if you had been doing it for the previous 5 months, then you knew, that shading needed to be on the boat.
The pole broke, and it was the last day. It was September 30th. August the 1st, I can go and drudge all day long until sunset with no shade. And I had a refrigerated truck right there on the shore. I put my oysters in there at 10 o'clock every morning. He knows that. He made me throw my oysters overboard. I mean, this is 7:30 in the morning, September 3rd. It was like 55 degrees. Whew, you can't take my stuff from me.
Mr. Plumlee.
All my life.
Is there any more testimony? My issue here, these are almost mutually exclusive offenses in my view. I mean, if you're before sunrise, why did we get you for no shading? And the sun's not up. I'm a little confused by how these find themselves together as violations, and in the way my mind works, I'm not sure I can feel comfortable, putting these two together. I understand he doesn't have the shading on his boat, and that's a violation, but it's before sunrise.
Which is
the purpose of the shading. So I would want to consider one offense would be my preference. Pick one, either shading or before sunrise, but not both.
Officer Morris, can you clarify this, please?
Yes, sir. The working before sunrise is what drew our attention to Mr. Keeling and his boat. It's been a law since I've been working here for over 40 years that you do not work shellfish, private or public, before sunrise or after sunset. That's what drew our attention to Mr. Keeling's boat. The obvious of having no shade, no awning on his boat after I called him ashore was a secondary situation. It was after sunrise at that point when he came ashore. And his comment to me on that day was, "This is the last day. You're going to write me for no shade on the last day of shading?"
For the record, there was product on board at
yes,
the time?
Yes, there was oysters on board.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Keeling, have you had prior convictions?
No, sir. No, sir. A long time ago. I don't know the last one. Five years.
Yeah, well, I would recommend probation in this instance. I think it's the best course for this waterman. I think he's experienced, and this is a little odd circumstance. If it was no shading, then that applies. I mean, I think that's revocation for a year automatically by itself. But if there are two offenses, you must do that. I would prefer to see probation under these circumstances as opposed to revocation. But
as I understand it, these were separate, related offenses that Officer Morris approached because it was before dawn. He had noticed it before dawn. What time did you approach Mr. Keeling?
I actually called Mr. Keeling on the phone. We've had contact with his private oyster ground in the past, and I have his phone number in my phone. The summons was issued at 7:30 in the morning. The sunrise summons, or the working before sunrise, was written for 6:30 that morning.
So you actually approached him and issued the summonses an hour after you originally noticed the... Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry. My partner saw him working before 6:30 and before sunrise. That's why that summons was issued by my partner at an earlier time for the violation. My violation, which was the shading, was written for 7:30.
Does that help clarify yep. things, Mr. Funlick?
And that's not all the truth.
A question for Officer Morris.
Please.
As far as prior convictions, were they?
Not of these violations, no, ma'am.
Okay.
I know of no shading issues or working before sunrise that I know of.
Okay. Well, matters before the commission.
What's everybody's pleasure on this? I think probably probation for 2 years would be sufficient for Mr. Keeling, and during that period, if he has another offense, it's an automatic revocation, isn't that?
So it would be brought back to the commission
brought
for
back
revocation.
For revocation.
Yes, sir.
I guess my concern is, Mr. Keeling, that you had the awning system set up for shading clearly in the previous months. And I understand that it's September 30th and October 1st, that particular regulation for warm water harvest is no longer in effect. But that doesn't mean that September 30th is any different than August 30th.
I agree.
And there can still be issues. There's still a reason that the product should be shaded.
I agree.
I hope if this commission, you know, recommends a probation that you understand how important this is.
I put my stuff in a refrigerated truck before 10 o'clock every morning. He knows this. I've been dealing with him for 35 years now.
Mr. Keeling, why did you not have shading that day?
Just didn't put it back up. I've had it the whole summer. The awning pole broke, and I just didn't put it back up the day before. I work okay. 5-6 days a week all summer long. On my own private
question. Well, commission operates by motion. I can't make a motion.
I'll move for a 2-year probation period for Mr. Keeling based on these offenses.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Any discussion? A motion for a 2-year probation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. 2 years of probation. Thank you, Officer Morris. Mr. James Marshall.
Excuse me.
Mr. Marshall, there are a couple issues with your notification here. You have the option of postponing this until next month here. As I understand it, your summons to appear here today wasn't made in your hand within 10 days of today's committee meeting. And the other is that there's an additional charge of possession of uncalled oysters that was not listed on that document that you received.
Your choice today is to proceed with the charges that were brought here or to delay this until next month until you're properly notified and all the legal I's and the T's are crossed.
I'm going to delay it.
You'd like to delay it? That is your option, and that's what we will do. This will be postponed until next month.
Do you need a motion?
We did it before. Let's have a motion.
I'll move to postpone it until the next hearing.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Mr. Richard Owens?
Officer Dyes,
I've never seen this many shady moments.
Mr. Richard Taylor Owens. Terrific. Are you going to testify? Do you solemnly swear that the information that you will give today, the testimony you will give, will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Please state your name for the record.
Richard Owens.
And you, sir, are?
I'm Rufus Ruler, Jordan Ortiz.
Thank you, Mr. Ruler. Officer Dyes.
Officer Chip Dyes. On September 23rd, 2013, approximately 11 o'clock in the morning, Officer Jamie Hogg and I were inspecting private oyster ground stakes on the East River in Matthews County. We noticed two vessels dredging oysters on private ground adjacent to the grounds we were inspecting. We immediately noticed both vessels did not have the shading over their catch as required by 4 VAC 20-1230-30. We approached the vessels and discovered they were owned by Shores and River Seafood of Urbana, and they were dredging on their private ground. We stopped one vessel operated by Mr. Owens and explained the violation to him. Mr. Owens stated that he thought the requirement for shading ended on the end of August, the 1st of September. And he had just taken the shading off the boats the day before, I believe it was. Issued a summons to Mr. Owens, and Officer Hogg issued a summons to the other vessel's operator for failing to provide shading over seafood. Oysters on both vessels, approximately 60 bushels, were all dumped in polluted area 041-005 at Pudding Creek, also in Matthews County. Mr. Owens was very cooperative. The case was adjudicated on November 25th, 2013 in Matthews County with a guilty verdict handed down, and no appeals were entered. Recommendations of the staff. Richard Taylor Owens, commercial harvester, was convicted of a warm water violation for failure to provide shading over shellfish, Chapter 4, Fact 20-1230-30. This violation took place after the commission adopted the guidelines set forth by the Law Enforcement Subcommittee sanctioned report adopted on August 27, 2013. According to the new guidelines, the conviction of a warm water violation of no shading on shellfish would require one conviction within 12 months period, resulting in staff recommendation of 1 year of revocation. In accordance with 28-2-232, the Code of Virginia, the staff recommends the commission revoke Mr. Owens' fishing privileges within the Commonwealth tidal waters and revoke all licenses to take catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year from the date of commission meeting.
Thank you, Officer Dyes. Mr. Owens, is there anything you would like to say here?
I'd like for Mr. Rook to speak for me, if that's okay.
That would be more than fine.
What happened here was basically the two boats were working for me. Ignorance is no excuse. I thought that it was the 1st of September. By my order, I mean, I'm the one who told them I own the boats, they work for me. I said, we were talking about them, they've been in the way. I said, well, you can get them off. No problems, no questions asked. The boats were taken down on a Sunday. They took the ironings off on Sunday. And it's really, like I said, it's nothing I can do to change what the problem is. But my feeling is, which doesn't really matter, but is that he really shouldn't have his license revoked. I hold a commercial warden's card. If you're going to revoke somebody, revoke mine for not knowing what the law was. That's basically all I have to say. Sorry about that. When you work in private bio, anybody can go get a dredge license, right? You don't have to have a commercial card. Is that correct?
thought you did have to.
I thought you did have to.
Quick commercial.
Operate as an agent, but you don't have to have a commercial car, is that correct?
I don't need a commercial car to private orchard ground, but the issue comes up when all privileges are suspended, then that does affect you.
Okay. But I'm just, my question is why. I mean, I guess I kind of feel that, yeah, we were wrong. And that's, and in the same vein, you don't have, and pretty much anybody can be an agent for you and work at grounds out of commercial license. And my thing is, why would we want to revoke his license when I was the one told him what to do? You don't even have to have a license to get on the ground to work anyway.
If we were to revoke his license, do the agents lose their ability to go out and work the site? And how many agents do you have out there working?
I've got, I'll soon have more, like 5 or 6.
So we take yours, 5 or 6 guys are out of work.
He wasn't the one fishing. Another guy has a license.
But he wasn't the one convicted. I mean.
Right. No, I understand. He offered it up. I'm just thinking it through.
I do have a business act on it. But really, I really don't feel like he should have his license revoked. I mean, he went under what I told him to do. He shouldn't pay for my ignorance, to be honest with you. But I don't want to pay for my ignorance either. So I guess we're just wherever you guys make decisions about. I mean, that's all I can say.
I'm not getting a lot of help. Mr. Erskine.
I appreciate, you know, the situation, and Rufus, you know, you've been harvesting oysters for a long time, and you know the importance of shading boats, and that certainly the regulation is October 1st. I understand that it's Mr. Owens that's here, not you, and you may want to take his place, but I'm not sure we can do that, and that might hurt something in a different way. So I think we need to have some consistency here, though. Having said that, I recognize it's towards the end of September, and what we did previously, these shading violations are important. I appreciate law enforcement being out there and writing these summonses. Have there been any prior convictions, Mr. Owens? Have there been any prior convictions that you're aware of? If there are no other comments, I'd make a motion.
Any other comments from the committee?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm listening to AJ.
Okay.
I'd make a motion that we make a 12-month probation for Mr. Owens.
Second.
We have a motion for 12 months of probation with a second. Any discussion?
And a strong recommendation to Rufus that he get some shading on his vessel.
Well, for consistency's sake, why would this be a 12-month suspension when the gentleman before us was a 2-year?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He had two offenses, though, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he did have.
He had the shade in before sunrise.
Right. I'm sorry, for consistency, 2 years. I would amend my motion at the friendly amendment, since your suggestion before was to take this as one violation for the previous. I'm sorry, Mr. Commissioner. I'd say 24-month probation.
2-year probation. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All right. Motion on the table here. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair will vote aye as well here. Motion passes unanimously. 2 years of probation, Mr. Owens. Please make sure you have the I's dotted and the T's crossed. Thank you. Mr. William Sawyer.
I've been a commissioner. I didn't interview that well.
Officer Drummond will handle this case.
Mr. Sawyer, you swear the testimony you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Please state your name for the record.
William Kyle Sawyer.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Officer Drummond.
He's three separate offenses. One, the two channel well offenses were occurred on the same day in court, which I'll get that date in a minute. But summons number 116701, which was obstructed call rings, crab pot number 8623. This offense occurred on Tuesday, April 30th, 2013, at approximately 11:25 a.m. in Accomack County. I was on patrol in Chesapeake Bay, just north of Occoquan Creek. I came upon a crabber, checked a crabber, who was identified to me as William Kyle Sawyer. At this time, Mr. Sawyer was setting his crab pots. I noticed the crab pots on the that he had on board his boat had obstructed call rings. Some of the crab pots had four call rings, others had two call rings, but the pot's wire had not been removed from the ring's opening. I asked Mr. Sawyer if his pots in the water had obstructed call rings, and he assured me they were legal, that they were open. I proceeded to check the crab pots in line that he had already set. Five of Mr. Sawyer's crab pots bearing identification number C8623 were pulled from the water, and all five had call ring violations. Four of the five crab pots had four call rings with only one ring open in each pot. Four of the five crab pots had four call rings with only one ring open in the pot. The other three call rings were obstructed by the crab pot's wire. Some of them, the wire had not been cut. Others, the wire had been cut but not removed from the call ring opening. One crab pot had two call rings instead of the four, had two call rings, which were both obstructed by uncut wire inside the call ring. The wire had not been cut. I went back to Mr. Sawyer and advised him his call rings were in violation, and I was going to issue a summons. When he advised, he didn't care. He paid the taxes, but he was cooperative. Would you rather take, rather I take questions on each incident or go through all three first?
Go ahead. Just proceed. Go through them all, if you would, please.
The second one was summons number 123559, which was undersized channel whelk. This offense occurred on Tuesday, October 15th, 2013, at approximately 1:20 p.m. In Accomack County. Checked a commercial crabber at the Wachaprig Town boat ramp. This crabber was identified as William Kyle Sawyer. Mr. Sawyer seemed agitated and upset when I told him I was going to inspect his catch. I got on board his boat, which was trailered at the ramp. When I got on board, I immediately noticed a bushel basket near the stern containing what appeared to be undersized channel whelk. The basket was approximately three-quarters full of channel whelk. I asked Mr. Sawyer if he knew what the size limit for channel whelk were, but he didn't know. Wasn't sure. I called the basket and found 16 channel whelk under the 5.5-inch size limit prescribed by law. There were some channel whelk in there that had broken tips. They were not counted towards the violation. Issued the summons with a little response from Mr. Sawyer. Third and final one was summons number 123554, which was also undersized channel whelk. This offense occurred on Monday, October 21st, 2013, at approximately 1:30 p.m. in Accomack County. Officer Fitchett and I were in Wachaprig checking commercial watermen. We watched a commercial crabber, identified and known to me as William Kyle Sawyer, enter the Wachaprig waterfront area from north of the town marina. He eventually stopped his boat at Lilson Seafood, which is also there on the waterfront in Wachaprig. When I walked to the rear of the business, I saw Mr. Sawyer setting a bushel basket of channeled whelk on the concrete pad. We approached and I informed Mr. Sawyer I was going to check his channeled whelk while Officer Fitchett checked his crabs, which were still on board his boat. Mr. Sawyer told me to check the channeled whelk, but they were not his. While calling the channel whelk, Mr. Sawyer asked me if he could move his boat a short distance from Lilliston Seafood to the town boat ramp where he trailers his boat, the trailers every day. Officer Fitchett stayed on board the boat as he moved to the boat ramp and continued to call his crabs. I called the bushel of channel whelk, and this one, there were 23 channel whelk, which measured under the legal 5.5-inch size limit. I continued to the boat ramp after determining the violation, advised Mr. Sawyer's channel whelk were in violation, and I was going to issue a summons. He said once again that they were not his. Then I told him that I saw him setting them down when he had come off his boat with them. He was also reminded of the incident 6 days earlier when I explained the channel whelp size limit to him. He finally just put his head down and said he was just trying to make some extra money. Recommendation of staff, and before that, the conviction date on the two call rings was November 13th of this year. On the channel whelp, the call ring violation was conviction on June 13th. Recommendation of staff, William K. Sawyer, commercial harvester, has 3 convictions on 3 separate dates in 1 year for 2 counts of possession of undersized channel whelp, 4 VAC 20-89-30, and 1 count of obstructed call rings, this is Chapter 4 VAC 20-370-20. One violation took place prior to the current sanction guidelines adopted on August 27, 2013. The 1996 law enforcement report noted that a first appearance before the commission of a 3-time offender should result in 1 year probation. According to the new guidelines, 2 convictions of possession of undersized channel whelp within a 12-month period would result in a staff recommendation of 1 year probation as well. In accordance with 28.2-232 Code of Virginia, staff recommends that the commission place Mr. Sawyer on probation for a period of 1 year. Any failure on his part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resource of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation shall result in Mr. Sawyer appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation. I'll take any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Sawyer.
Good afternoon.
Would you please move in front of the microphone? We need to have you on tape.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Most of that year is correct. The first day he come out to me, you come out and you wrote me a summons for my call rings. Did you come out there for that reason, or did you come out there for my Central American helper that you said was illegal that gave you wrong information?
Mr. Sawyer, please address the commission, not the officer.
I'm sorry, sir. When I was fishing a row, I was not dumping pots overboard. I was fishing. I had pots on the bow of my boat. I saw this V-bottom center console with a T-top coming toward me at a high rate of speed, and I didn't think anything of it. And upon his closer arrival, I saw that it was a VMRC agent. I stopped work. He come over there, this, that, and the other. And the first thing he said was asked about my Central American helper. Said that he had given him the wrong information the week before. With all that, I ended up losing my helper. But besides that, I feel like that I have been totally treated unfair. I've been singled out. Mr. Drummond has called my crabs countless times this summer. I've never been in violation. The first conk violation, I admit I was guilty. I did not know the law, and I was guilty. The second offense occurred on October 21st, if my memory serves me correct. Mr. Drummond was waiting around the front of Littleston Seafood, had no vision of where my vessel was at. I come from the north of the creek, and I tied outside of an outboard boat. The current, and I took my conchs off. I had one basket of conchs, and I took them off and sat them to the side. There to the seafood plant where that I was offloading, the scale was full. I moved the conchs off of the scale. When Mr. Drummond came around the corner, there were 3 more officers come around this side and one accompanying him. It was 5 VMRC officers total. I had one basket in my left hand and one basket in my right hand. Mr. Drummond said, I'll take that one. I said, they're not mine, okay. But by that time, I looked up and I saw my boat swinging in the creek, and it was laying up against a wooden vessel, and fiberglass and wood don't go together. I was afraid that I was going to mess his boat up. So I asked permission to go down to the other ramp because Officer T.K. Fitchett was on my boat calling through my crabs at that time. Asked if I could go to the public ramp, and everything was sure. Everything was fine. Sure, go ahead. I took my boat over to the ramp where Mr. Fitchett continued calling through my crabs, and Mr. Drummond come over with a ticket, with a summons, and said, here's your summons. And I applied again. They were not mine. On our day in court, the judge looked at me. I didn't seek legal counsel. I didn't have the means to do it. But he looked at me right in my face and said, I don't believe you. So I feel like this is unjust and unfair. People have been, the Eastern Shore is a small place, relatively small place, which is hearsay. But Mr. Drummond has told countless people that he is out to take and revoke my license, to give me as many tickets as possible to see that I'm not working. I am a sole provider of a stay-at-home mom and two young, beautiful kids that solely depend on my income. If I could not work as a commercial fisherman and do it legal, I would not waste my time. I'd go to a chicken plant. I work. I do good. I've exceeded. I've strived. I started off pulling them by hand with 90 pots. I've got a good rig now. I've got good help. I've got two boats. And I don't see where this is at all fair to myself or my family. There was a picture, 8x10 printout picture. I'm 28 years old now. When I was a young man, I believed that nobody's perfect, some better than others. But I had run-ins when I was 18, 19. Last run-in I had when I was 20 years old. And it was a mugshot. Well, Mr. Drummond has printed out mugshots and has handed them out to the different VMRC agents, telling them that I'm a danger.
Mr. Starr, will you please address actually the charges that are at hand here, which
yep.
are the obstructed coal rings and the undersized whelk, and that's three different offense dates and three different convictions.
Yes, sir. The coal ring. I mean, what do you say? That's a man with a badge over a civilian, like. The judge, who are you going to believe? You going to believe a man with a badge, or are you going to believe a man that's in there pleading for his livelihood? I mean, I don't feel like this is fair to myself or my family. The call ring, yes, I pleaded guilty to that. I didn't feel like I was in violation, but I figured if I paid it, that he'd leave me alone. That's the way he's done the past 2 years. This is my third year in business this past year. The call ring ticket, yes, I pleaded guilty to the first one. I was guilty of it. The third one, that was not my channel whelk. I had two baskets. He said that one I would take. That's all I have to say.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Sawyer, I have a question, I guess, about the last violation that you said you had two baskets,
yes,
one in each hand,
yes,
and one was yours?
No, sir.
Well, so both of those baskets were not yours?
No, sir. When I got off my boat, I hopped up on the bulkhead where they load and offload. The scales are approximately 10 yards, 30 feet to the western of the boat ramp. And when I arrived there, I didn't see anybody. There was two trash cans. It's a square scale. It was two trash cans full of comps. It was two wooden baskets that were three quarters away full of conchs, and then an orange fish basket. Well, I chunked the trash barrels off, took the orange fish basket off, but then I had the two-piece basket of conchs in the wooden crab pots, or in the wooden crab baskets. And that's when all five of them come around. Officer Fitchett jumped on my vessel, was calling my crabs. Officer Drummond here says that I'll take this basket. I'll take that one, was his exact words.
So,
Ms. Thurston.
So you're saying they were not yours. Whose were they?
I have not a clue. I was on the water fishing. I don't know who had put them on the scale. I have no idea, sir.
But the week before, you say that violation for the undersized channel well was in fact correct.
Yes. It was 6 days apart. I've learned my lesson. I wasn't going to get any more channel whelk tickets. I think I had like 15 conchs that day. I didn't have any. And might I add, also the third, I've gotten more trouble since then. Last month, I just got the tickets yesterday, and they were from February 3rd, and they're total asinine.
What were they for?
Having possession of tongs. I had no tongs. And then dredging two shoal. It was an edge that ran from 4 foot to 35 foot. It's a straight drop.
Either way, those aren't the issues at hand. Officer Drummond, is there anything you can add that might be helpful to the commission at this point? If not, that's perfectly fine.
I will say that Mr. Sawyer was given breaks 3 times that I know of this summer, 2 in July, once when his neighbor was helping him. She said the gentleman was new to the business, was just learning how to call crabs. I gave him a break on that particular day. Once when his wife was on board, I believe it was his wife, it was a female who had started helping him. She, too, was fairly new to the business. And also on the day of the second conch ticket, Mr. Fritchett gave him a break on the crabs that day.
Okay. Thank you. Matters before the commission. Commission operates on a motion.
I'll move to adopt the 12-month probationary period as recommended. It only takes 2 offenses for that, not 3.
Excuse me, sir.
Under the guidelines that we're looking at and applying, 2 convictions within a 12-month period make you subject to the 12-month probation period. So I think 12 months probation is probably where this sits, and I'd make that motion.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Mr. Erskine.
So, Mr. Sawyer, you understand that if this commission adopts the recommendation of a 12-month probation, that if you do have another conviction and come before the commission, you'd be subject to possible revocation?
That would certainly devastate my family, but I understand it. Yes, sir.
Well, you know how you can avoid it, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But it's hard to do when you got people making stuff up on you, sir.
But you pleaded guilty to one and said you actually had undersized channel welk, and you also obstructed call rings.
Yes.
That strikes me as avoidable.
Well, I mean, it's on how you look at it. You can believe the man with the badge or the man trying to make his living. And I'm not mistaken, I think he's under investigation by his superiors.
We're only going to suggest that probation means if you come back here again, there's a possibility you're subject to revocation.
I understand.
Okay.
Well, I'll say my personal opinion that 12 months of probation is not nearly enough in this particular case. Mr. Sawyer has an attitude here. We have 3 separate violations on 3 separate dates, several of them being very clear-cut, no ifs, ands, or buts, and I hear excuses about how you're unfairly targeted. That's my perspective.
Well, we're likely to hear him again.
I think we're going to have him back here sooner rather than later.
2 more tickets.
That's right. Sorry, it seems the commission doesn't have a lot of faith that you'll be able to go conviction-free.
I'm sorry.
Are you able to prove them wrong?
I hope so, sir.
I hope so as well.
Thank you, sir.
We have a motion and a second for 12 months of probation. Is that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. O'Reilly?
I want to add one thing that we need to take caution about. I recognize Mr. Sawyer from being in our office earlier today, and so I checked, and he does have his commercial registration license and his crabbing license in for a transfer. Now, if it's just... What's that? Well, okay. His wealth permit, conch pot permit, and his commercial card. So I just want to be sure under a probationary period, if that's where this heads, that would certainly be fine to do a transfer. But staff will need to monitor all the individuals who are coming under the revocation hearings to make sure that they don't, we've always had the situation, they don't transfer before the fact. So I just want to bring that to your attention.
Well, we have a motion and a second for 12 months of probation. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
3 ayes. Ms. Erskine?
Aye.
four ayes. Chair votes no. Passes, though, 12 months of probation, 4-1. Please keep your nose clean, Mr. Sawyer.
Got it. Sorry to take up your time.
Thanks, sir.
Being unfairly picked on, but yes.
Which brings us to Mr. Martin Womack.
Officer Steve York will handle this case.
You guys plan on bringing every fisherman in the
tunnel?
Good Lord. These are usually quick.
Mr. Womack, let me swear you in if you're going to testify. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth in the testimony you're going to present today, so help you God? Thank you very much. Officer York.
Yes, sir. On Saturday, August 31st, 2013, at about 1409, Officer Ryan and I were dispatched to Alice Creek Boat Ramp in reference to a violation of law. It was reported that an individual was fishing in a camouflage boat with a big jetty cooler on the bow in the north jetty of Rudy Inlet, catching sheep's head, then returning to his red Dodge pickup truck bearing Virginia registration GOTRAM to drop off and then continue to go back out to the jetty to catch more. On our arrival at Alice Creek boat ramp, we located the vehicle in question. We then proceeded to the area in which we could observe the north jetty. Once there, we could not find the vessel in question. We then returned to Alice Creek boat ramp to find the suspect vehicle exiting the parking lot with the boat in tow. We began to follow the vehicle and retrieving the owner's address through DMV records. Once Mr. Womack arrived to his destination, to his home, in the city of Virginia Beach, we notified operations that we would be out with the subject. We greeted Mr. Womack, and he showed us 8 sheep's head and 1 black drum and a Yeti cooler that was on the bow of his boat. He then stated he was fishing with his brother-in-law. That was why he had 2 limits. A male was claiming to be his brother-in-law, then arrived at the address and stated the same thing. I then asked Mr. Womack, what about the fish in the truck? He stated that he did have some fish in the truck, then he opened the rear door of the driver's side of the truck and pulled out 5-gallon bucket with 7 sheep's head in it. Mr. Womack then stated there were 2 other people fishing with him in the morning and they had to leave, and so he put them in the truck so that he could clean them because he cleans all the fish. We advised Mr. Womack about the possession limit and issued a summons for violation 4VAC 20-1110-30 over the possession limit. My recommendation to the staff, Martin Womack, recreational harvester, was convicted of possession of more than 100% over the recreational limit of sheep's head under Chapter 4, VAC 20-1110-30. He was convicted of harvesting 7 over the limit and allowing for 4 sheep's head per recreational harvester. This violation took place after the commission adopted the guidelines set forth by law enforcement subcommittees. Sanction report adopted August 27, 2013. According to the new guidelines, the conviction exceeded the possession limit by 100% within the 12-month period, results in staff recommendation of 1-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 in the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Womack on probation for a period of 1 year. Any failure on his part to obey the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during this 1-year probation would result in Mr. Womack appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation. According to the new guidelines, a second appearance before the commission will result in a staff recommendation to revoke all licenses for a 6-month period.
Thank you, Officer York. Let me clarify here. This was an offense date of August 31st of 2013, and the conviction date was October 22nd of 2013. Correct. Okay, thank you, sir. Any questions from the commission? Ms. Womack, is there anything you'd like to say?
No, sir. I made the mistake. I won't make the mistake again. I apologize to the officer, and I was cooperative. You won't see me anymore.
Ms. Griff? Thank you for reminding me. I did swear you in. I did swear him in. Okay.
Thank you.
I knew you were here earlier, officer.
Can't be sworn in enough.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Womack. Really, really appreciate the attitude here. Thank you. Any questions from the commission?
For the officer, when you were following him home, was he driving in the truck by himself?
Yes, sir.
So you never saw him with another individual?
No, sir. Not until we're looking at the fish in the cooler, and then another person come up, claimed to be his brother-in-law, and he said that he was with him.
So we don't. We have like four times our limit, basically. So we almost minus one fish.
It was 15 fish total.
Yes, it was asked two times.
Go ahead, Mr. Womack.
I did not. I was in violation of possession of these sheep's head. I in no way caught all those fish. I did have people on my boat, and I did let the officer know that, and he told me it's a violation to be in possession. So, and that's what I stated at the court. I mean, I'm not going to, that's all I can tell you. I had four people on the boat. I was under the limit. When the officer stopped me, I was the only one in the vehicle. The other people drove their own vehicles. One drove a Corvette, the other drove a BMW. They didn't want to put the fish in the car. They left early. I was in violation of possession, and I pled no contest at court.
Okay, the staff recommendation is just for a 12-month probationary period.
Move to adopt the staff's recommendation, 12-month probation.
Second. We have a move for another second here. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Second.
Mr. Erskine. Thank you, Mr. Womack. Appreciate it a lot.